This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
John and Gordy in the Morning is brought to you by John Peterson and Gordy Young in association with John and Gordy Productions, Civic Media, and your Uncle Steve. Side effects may include nausea, uncontrollable laughter, and the desire to throw your radio into Lake Mendota. Now, here they are, John and Gordy. We're sorry.
All right. Well, okay, we can talk about
you
it.
You think
later.
It's a little too risky?
Well, that's what we're all about.
Risk. I thought I saw a message up here.
Yeah.
Something like, I'm with your brothers or something like that from somebody.
The other morning producers, Greg and Todd, we've got a chat together, and Todd says, "Good morning, brothers."
Okay. It's gone.
Brothers.
I was wondering what the heck that was.
And I replied, "Howdy, besties."
Oh, you wacky producers.
Wow, man. I'm telling you, you got something going.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Wednesday.
It's great. It's great.
92.7 WMDX.
I don't
John
even know
and Gordy
what temperature
show.
It is. I have no idea.
It's 11 degrees.
Walked out of the house this morning and just oblivious to the
Did
cold
you not
temperature.
Put your watch on today? Yesterday, you put your watch on upside down. So you couldn't read the temperature.
I know.
We really have to help you out.
I thought it was pretty warm.
It's 11 degrees this morning. It's cold.
Yeah, it's definitely cold.
No wind.
Yep.
Clear skies. Going to get up to about 21 today.
No frost on the car windows this morning.
Nope. Nope. You're all good to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
boy, the drive in wasn't bad.
No traffic.
Yeah, not all the people crossing the streets.
Yeah, I don't think I saw anybody on the way.
We were talking about that yesterday. Yeah. How they're getting rid of the right-hand turn on red.
No turn on red. Yeah. They're getting rid of that.
Well,
you're going to have to stop.
Was it you, Sam, that said they were doing it?
At least in Madison, they're not doing it across the board yet. Yeah, but I've noticed a large uptick, especially since they put the new bus system in.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's a good good part of the bus system.
Why would the bus system really make any difference on no turn on red?
That's a good question.
Right,
I'm not a traffic engineer.
Yeah, they're in the center. Right. Islands
most
now,
of the time.
Most
yeah.
of the time, for the big ones, the BRTs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which we haven't taken yet. I haven't been on the BRT.
Nope.
Glorious-looking buses, aren't they?
Maybe all three of us should... I forget who it was. I think it was Francesca Hong, the representative, and I think the mayor did it as well. A one-week challenge where you don't drive your car anywhere in the city and you take the buses instead.
Well, that's bullcrap. That ain't happening. No. Uh-uh.
There are a few buses running this early in the morning, but I don't know if there's anyone.
Yeah. Ooh, I guess we have an excuse.
There goes one right now.
Wow.
Yeah. One person on the bus way in the back. Everybody gravitates toward the back.
Going 100 miles an hour down State Street.
They're in a hurry.
What do you think they max out at?
What that?
On State Street?
That looked about 30.
If you just went pedal to the metal, how fast do you think you could get one of those 60-foot-long buses going?
If it was wide open, I mean, come on. You could go...
Maybe we should steal one and
80,
find out.
90, I don't know.
Sounds like an idea for a new movie, you know, Speed.
Yes,
we could call it Speed.
Yeah. There was already or two...
We already did that one,
Okay. Sandra Bullock.
But not a double bus.
Ah, double bus.
Not an electric bus.
Yeah, they're pretty cool looking.
Yeah. I don't know what they're like on the inside. I would assume they're pretty luxurious. A sink, maybe a wet bar of some sort.
That'd be cool. Yeah. Nice. They're beautiful. You know, they look gorgeous from
the
outside.
Yeah.
So Hope we can keep them nice and clean on the inside, too.
Okay. Well, I want to make them nice and dirty on the outside. We have to have at least some kind of John and Gordy billboard plastered all over the exterior of those things driving down the street. Yep.
Well, that would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could be shouting, look out, you know, something like
that. Yeah.
Make way.
Speaking of that.
Yeah.
Oh. You brought in a talking device here.
I did. I have a talking device in the studio.
Yeah.
I promised I'd bring this in.
And, a little show and tell?
I held off for a long time. Let me hold it up to the camera here. If you're driving and you're watching X right now, you could probably...
Facebook. See that. It's the other... Okay, the camera's over there.
Well, I'm using your camera.
There. Try to get the glare off.
All right, there you go.
I don't think you can really see it very well.
What does it have on the face? This is a clock. What does it say on the clock face?
Oh, it's a big big picture of just the shoulders and head of Trump giving the old thumbs up. That is such a dorky move anyway. You know, the thumbs up thing. I couldn't even believe that he's jumped on that.
That's
a whole different century.
Would you rather it be the picture of him like holding his fist in the air with his bloody ear?
Actually, yes. A little blood on the side of his face. I'll go with that.
Well, what does it say there?
It says, it's time to make America great again.
And the cool thing is, at the top of the hour, it speaks to you.
At the top of the hour, it is so irritating. My dog goes crazy, wants to attack this clock every time she hears Trump speak.
Can you fire it up normally?
Yeah. Here we go. This is what happens at the top of the hour, every hour.
Let's make America great again. Let's make America great again. Let's make America great again.
It was a gag gift, which I don't remember getting.
It's very cool.
I found it in the basement. I thought, when did we get this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. So you've got it all set.
Yeah.
Are we going to hang it up in the studio here, or what are you going to do with it? Oh, okay. That's a keepsake.
Oh, it is. Okay. Oh, this is a classic. Got to hold on to it. It's going to be worth a lot of money. It's, you know, part of the paraphernalia that this guy is selling.
Okay.
So.
Good enough.
I've invested in it.
Well, good for you.
Thank you.
It's time to take a look at the National Day Calendar.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
No.
What day is it?
I want to go to sleep every time I hear this music.
Is it National English Toffee Day?
Uh-huh.
Is it National Newspaper Appreciation Day? Or is it National Joy Germ Day? National Bubble Bath Day? Or National Argyle Day?
It's not National Argyle Day.
Well, you're wrong.
What?
It is National Argyle Day. Sam, would you take a... guess?
It's not Newspaper Appreciation Day, I don't think.
You're correct.
All right.
Because nobody appreciates newspapers anymore. They're hardly around.
Those rules, those days were made up thousands of years ago.
Newspapers, you know, the daily papers, they're basically gone.
Well, yeah.
I mean, we have the State Journal still.
And barely. The Cap Times.
Yeah, that's a weekly. Week. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice.
And the Isthmus once a month.
Yeah.
In fact, do we have Judy Davidoff coming in sometime next week, perhaps?
Hopefully, yes.
Okay. We should, just to promote this month's Isthmus.
Daily papers have gotten expensive. I was thinking about asking for a subscription for Christmas, and even just a weekly paper is like, I want to say like $260 a year,
and then
a daily, if you want to go that far, it's like a little less than $500 a year. For a subscription for a daily paper for like the State Journal or something like that.
To get yesterday's news.
It is profoundly expensive. So I get the digital version and you can get a nice discount for a year, I believe, if you sign up. You're a brand new subscriber. So you could try that. I mean, it's really a good deal. It's about $9 a month, something like that. That's pretty good.
All right. Well, let's take a look at National English Toffee Day.
You know, they make a lot of toffee out there in the Dells.
Yeah.
And you having hung out at the Dells, and you know.
They do toffee. They do fudge.
You were Mr. Dells at one time.
I was Mr. Dells. 1 year. had the crown. Yeah.
Wait, you're telling me this is like an actual awarded position? You were Mr. Dells?
No.
No such position.
It sounds pretty good, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. They should do that.
Yeah.
Like a male beauty pageant or something like that.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't have a chance there, but... You know, because there are a lot of buff guys up in the
Dells.
Oh, you know,
yeah. There are a lot of
athletes.
Hang out at the water parks. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. National English Toffee Day celebrates a flavored confection that's been enjoyed across the country for generations. Do we care about the history of the toffee?
No.
I don't think so.
But
Let's move on.
It's weird how it's made, right? I mean, it's stretchy. It looks like rubber.
Right. This one's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. National Joy Germ Day.
Yeah, what is that all about?
Have you ever heard of joy germs?
No.
Well, listen up. National Joy Germ Day annually reminds people across the country that by being positive and treating people with kindness, they can influence those around them and pass along a positive attitude to others. So, you know, that's kind of what your life is all about, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're the joy germ in our lives.
I'm the joy germ killer.
So laugh, smile, be kind, inspire, and spread the one type of germ that's good for everyone to catch. Joy germs.
Wow.
I've never heard of that term ever.
Yeah, I have never heard of it either.
Okay.
It's interesting, though.
National Winter Skin Relief Day. I think I skipped that one. National Bubble Bath Day.
No one does that anymore.
Nope. Remember Mr. Bubble, though, the commercials?
Yeah.
Mr. Bubble.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I mean, the kids get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good idea for kids.
Well,
get them in the bath, you know?
It's still the same. You know, the kids still get those bubble baths all the time.
Do they?
The thing is, when I was getting the bubble baths for my kid, you know, and saying, well, what kind of scent should I get this time? And is it a good bubble bath? And you look at the back in the ingredients, you're just putting them in a pool of chemicals. I think I did it one too many times because my guys are like 6'3", 6'4".
Well, they took right to it.
Something was in that bubble bath.
Mm-hmm. Today is National Argyle Day. You know, we missed the memo on this. Nobody's wearing Argyle today. Does anybody ever wear Argyle? I don't know. There's socks, lots of Argyle socks.
You know, there's a song called Argyle Street.
Really? Argyle Street?
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, that's Yipes.
Okay.
Yeah.
National Argyle Day celebrates the pattern derived from the tartan of Clan Campbell of Argyle in Western Scotland.
Oh, well, that makes sense then.
Yeah. The Scottish Highlanders have worn the design in kilts and plaids and patterned socks mm-hmm. known as tartan hose since the 17th century. Each year it's recognized and honored on this day.
So that's what they call it.
Argyle. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we're off and running on a Wednesday.
Oh, we are.
A little bit later on, Mike McCabe will join us. Yeah. And Sam's coming back with a whole bunch of history for us.
Okay. I'm
John and Gordy.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
On Argyle Avenue, when we were young and love was new. On Argyle Avenue.
92.7. Life was sweet. WMDX.
National Argyle Day.
Pat McCurdy and Yipes. Argyle Avenue. I believe it's an east side street in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Great side of the town. I love that place.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had a lot of great memories on the east side.
Yeah? Like what?
Brady Street and... Well, you know, we had the protests down there, and a lot of pot, and a lot of pot.
That's what you remember,
John. You got to take me on a tour of Milwaukee sometime
because
I've really only driven into downtown. I've never like walked around downtown and explored the place.
Oh yeah, it's pretty cool, and it certainly has come a long way since the time I moved out of there in 1980. But it's beautiful. I just love downtown Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's That's pretty cool.
I'm sad that a lot of the breweries left downtown because a lot of competition, maybe too many breweries. And then, of course, breweries started having to make sparkling waters, flavored hop waters, beers, mixed drinks, stuff like that. They had to branch out, and suddenly everything just got kind of watered out. I don't know.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
Should we look at history for today?
Let's do that. Let's do that. I'm just rambling.
Well, no, talking about a part of Milwaukee's history, that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
All right. What's happening with the history books?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Gordy.
You're not going to open the book anymore? Is that
You told me to get rid of the book.
Yeah,
the book.
Open the Kindle, though.
Open the Kindle up.
Yeah. Okay. Because this is what they sound like.
No, I just love that. I really do.
At least they're not
We got to get connected in order to get the history.
That's right. Those Kindles, they haven't really updated them in a long time.
Okay.
Nobody's really using ebooks anymore. They're not pouring money into R&D.
That's right. Okay. All right. What happened on January 8th?
Well, it's the king's birthday. Today in 1935, Elvis was born. Oh. And on this day in 1946, for his 11th birthday, he received his first guitar.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Pretty insignificant, right, Gordy?
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't know. The king, Elvis.
I don't know. You don't like Elvis as much, right? You know, I think he was that greatest singer. I thought he was a fantastic singer.
Oh, I thought he was fantastic as well. In the 50s and early 60s.
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and that was it. Once he got into the movies, it was kind of all
Not true. You know, we have King Creole was a really great movie. In fact, Ann just got the...
Yes?
The Blu-ray. Oh, and this, of course. Who could forget the Clam?
Grab the first one in your reach. Now we're gonna shake the beach.
Yeah.
Do the Clam. Do the Clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn
in your Beatles face, my man.
Okay, that's great stuff. Yeah. Clam. Do the Clam. Okay. Yeah, you know. Have you ever been to Graceland? Have you?
Well, yes.
Okay.
We parked out on the street in front of Graceland, and we looked through the gates. Yeah.
Nice.
And it was pretty nice. I couldn't imagine going into the house, though. It just seems weird. You know, he had weird stuff in there.
Mm.
It's like going into probably, you know, the Trump Plaza. You know, it's not.
Yeah, the jungle room.
It just seems strange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've left it pretty much.
Were you in there?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'd still like to go just to see it.
I know. Curiosity. It was up for auction. I have no idea what happened to that.
Yeah, I don't know.
How far of a drive is it from here? It can't be
to
that
Memphis?
Long. Yeah.
Not far at all.
We should take a
road
trip.
Do it in
there.
A day?
Get yeah, it up some weekend. We should just drive to Tennessee.
Okay.
Sure. Just like I did with my family in a Prius. We went to New Orleans in a Prius just to see what it was like.
Wow.
And what was it like?
Oh, actually, it worked out pretty well. I mean, those Priuses are darn awful comfortable. But it, you know, we did have to go. It was a stinking summer trip through southern hell. That's how we described it.
All right.
Nice.
Wow. All
right. A couple other items in the history book today. Today in 1815, the Battle of New Orleans took place. The only battle that I know from the War of 1812. It actually happened after the war had ended. It happened like a couple weeks after they signed the treaty ending the war.
Didn't they know?
Well, no, because it took so long for the ships to come from England back to the United States and for the United States to ratify the treaty that they were still fighting the war in the meantime.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got Johnny Horton's Battle of New Orleans.
Do you have that ready?
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say Johnny Horton had a great song on that. Big hit.
And I found this. This is insane. I never knew that this happened. Today in 1992, George H.W. Bush fainted and threw up in the lap of the Japanese prime minister.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was really something. And they still have video of that.
I saw the video, yeah.
You can't unsee that.
Well, he had a long trip and jet lag and everything else.
The prime minister liked it.
It was a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we're on the edge of war at that point.
Diplomacy at its finest.
Yeah. All right.
Got a couple other birthdays. It's Stephen Hawking's birthday, the physicist. Sure. And
it's great that he gave us a little thank you on one of our intros, remember?
What?
What?
Which one?
What are you talking about?
Isn't it the electronic voice thing?
Oh.
I always thought it was
Stephen
Hawking.
Okay. Yeah, Stephen Hawking was a big fan of the show when he was still alive.
That's right. That's what I thought.
It's also David Bowie's birthday today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
1947.
Okay. Yeah, he had a great last few albums.
He sure did.
Just, a little different from the other albums.
Mm. Yeah. All right. That's it for the history.
That's all we got.
That's it.
It happened on this day as if you cared.
Okay. A little bit later on, we'll welcome Mike McCabe back into the studio after a couple of weeks off.
There's quite a controversy about Shortstack closing out.
We've got a whole bunch of information about that.
We want to set the record straight because we back Shortstack.
We back the stack.
And we're going to play a little bit of an interview coming up at 6:50 this morning. So hope to have it for you.
All that and more on John and Gordy in the Morning.
Down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We look down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Intelligence continued to decline until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
The inner machinations of my mind are an enigma.
No! You dense, irritating, miniature beast of burden!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Well, the stream of this stuff never ends.
I know.
It's frustrating. You know, this is one of the most frustrating segments we have on the show.
Well, we'll get to that in a moment.
Yeah.
It's 6:35. It's cold out there this morning, 11 degrees, highs in the low 20s today. Boy, what about Los Angeles? It is on fire. Mm-hmm. 30,000 people evacuated from Los Angeles and surrounding areas. And
I'm kind of wondering where these fires are taking place. And I've been to Los Angeles, hung out there for about a week. Yeah. I don't remember any trees. And I don't know how this fire is spreading.
There are lots of houses and restaurants and businesses and all kinds of 2,900 acres.
We'll
so
have
far.
To ask Brittany why the wind would be 100 miles per hour coming off the ocean.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. It's really 30,000 people evacuated so far.
That's outrageous. I know
still
this is
going on.
Horrific.
Anyway, all right, let's get to Idiocracy.
I want to mention Matt out in Middleton offered this up, and this is coming probably to the United States because we're in another gilded age. All right, he said, "Good morning. I want to bring to folks' attention the narco capitalists in Argentina pushing 12-hour work days and corporate tickets." Instead of paychecks, this is a return to the corporate work towns of the robber barons where you receive a ticket to purchase necessities from businesses that live around you in your shacks. where you're stuck all day.
Yeah.
Wait and see.
You load 16 tons, and what do you get?
Yep.
Another day older and deeper in debt.
That's it.
And like my brother said, wait and see. And, and it's a slogan now, basically, here on the program.
Mm-hmm.
And Pete out in Winneconne mentions, we fired our guns and the British kept it coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of America.
That doesn't rhyme.
I know.
I got to change it to Gulf of America.
Kind of idiot. This guy. You know, he just seems to want to take over the Americas.
Yeah.
And brought up a very good point about this. You know, I'm just thinking, you know, he's crazy, Greenland, you know, canals. The thing here is, this is the kind of talk that Hitler did.
I was about to say the same thing.
Yeah,
she mentioned this to me. I thought, wow, that's it, you know, epiphany. But it is. He wants to just conquer the nearby countries.
Mm-hmm.
Wants a living space,
right?
For the American people.
He wants to do it for national security purposes.
Greenland, the national security thing.
And there's heavy metals and minerals in there. Greenland, yeah. Blah,
just
blah,
ridiculous.
Blah.
I think we've been doing pretty well.
So far.
I mean, it's not like the Panama Canal or, you know, Panama's going to go to war with us or at any time, you know, be a terrorist state.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah. This is insanity.
Just
and this is
all
a
that
little
out there.
Adolf Hitler here.
Yeah.
So just think about that.
All right. All
right. We're in Idiocracy, and I've got to bring this up. Yesterday, I believe I mentioned that Elon was an anchor baby. His parents were immigrants, illegal immigrants, and he was an anchor baby. Mm. So they're trying to get rid of anchor babies. They want to take that out of the Constitution. Okay, so now I saw this post on Twitter. By the way, we're not supposed to say X anymore. Twitter.
Oh, we're not?
Nope.
Wait.
I missed the memo
on this.
Let's just say it's cool to say Twitter again and not X.
Okay.
All right.
That's what you say if you're hip.
Okay.
That's right. I'm trying to be hip here on the program.
Keep trying. What's
all right.
So what is an anchor baby again? This is a baby born
birthright citizenship.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
here it is. This is the post. So when we remove birthright citizenship, will we go by the mother? Because Don Jr. was born in 77, Ivanka, 81, Eric in 84. Ivana became a U.S. citizen in 88.
Huh.
So all of those previous dates, they were born in the United States, and they were anchor babies, all of them. Now, they want to get rid of anchor babies. And it keeps going. Barron was born in March of 2006. Melania became a U.S. citizen in July of 2006.
Okay.
So after he was born in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Trump's entire family would be deported, essentially, if they got rid of birthright citizenship.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? It seems like Elon, our president, and Trump, our vice president, their families would disappear from the country.
Wonder if this has been brought to his attention yet.
Well, I hope somebody brings it up eventually.
You think Stephen Miller is going to mention that to him?
You know, the whole thing here is it would take a long time just to explain this to him, and he would never get it.
Have to diagram it out.
It's like tariffs.
Still wouldn't get it.
I'm sure people are afraid to tell him the truth about tariffs, but he's definitely going to do that. And it's funny because he's actually convinced all of these megas, these cult people, and not only that, but just regular Republican voters, to sign on to the silly idea that, tariffs will be paid for by the country or the corporation or whatever, but not ever
make their way down to us.
Yeah. It's so strange. Conceptually, I don't know what's wrong with these people.
A negotiating tactic. You know, he just wants a better deal, and so he throws all this stuff out there, and then eventually backs down.
Is it just throwing stuff out there? Is that it? Or does he really not know?
Mm. Well, some supporters of him apparently don't know. We played that clip yesterday. MAGAs say the darndest things about the woman who thought that tariffs would replace taxes and that taxes were paid exclusively to Democrats.
Right.
That's right. Yeah.
I'm still waiting on my cut of them taxes in the mail.
Yeah. Keep waiting.
Yeah. Well, we've got a long wait for that one. Mm-hmm. All right. I know I have a bit on that, and we'll probably get to that a little bit later on. Why don't we play something from The Daily Show?
Okay.
This is all about January 6th. You know, we got done celebrating January 6th without any trouble at all. Nothing happened.
Right.
Isn't it odd how the election went so smoothly?
Mm-hmm.
No problems. They set us up for a lot of problems in case Trump lost. They were saying all these problems were taking place in each and all these states, their elections. But all of a sudden, those just disappeared and went away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know what they're going to propose. The Republicans, the MAGAs, are going to propose new rules and regulations for the elections. But there's no problem now. You know, mm-hmm. Trump is a president, and that's it.
Well,
so anyway.
Don't forget, a lot of those regulations are still in place in a lot of the states where it's much easier now, at least for this past election compared to the 2020 election and before, to raise a stink about votes or voters mm-hmm. that you think shouldn't be there.
Yep. Yeah, they had quite a contingent out there, you know, challenging a lot of voters. But in this case, January 6th, what really happened? The Daily Show has their version. They did the investigation. Let's play it.
January 6th, what really happened? Hello, children. You might have heard some crazy things about what happened on January 6th.
The terrorist mob heard from President Trump and began storming the Capitol.
A violent, armed insurrection.
But knowledge is power. So here's the true story of that eventful day. The sun was shining and thousands of patriots had gathered to peacefully protest, huddling around that classic symbol of nonviolence, a noose and gallows.
It was a zero threat. Right from the start, it was zero threat.
On January 6th, I never felt threatened. Because I didn't.
Taken from two men who the protesters didn't chant about hanging to death, these people were not threatening.
They're actually nonviolent, peaceful Americans. Their only crime was supporting Donald Trump.
The DOJ is harassing peaceful patriots across the country.
That's right, just a ragtag merry band of freedom lovers. And you know they're peaceful because they brought peace restraints and peace spray. And they tapped this one police officer with their freedom pole.
Some of them went in and they're hugging and kissing the police and the guards. You know, they had great relationships.
You know, if you didn't know the TV footage was a video from January the 6th, you would actually think it was a normal tourist visit.
And he would know because he was there to greet those tourists.
Was January 6th an insurrection, or could it be more accurately described as a mob of misfits?
They're like kind of solid Americans, and they're deeply frustrated.
Those are people that love this country, that truly respect law enforcement.
You see, children, January 6th was much like the famous optical illusion. While some people see two women, other people see nothing at all because their eyes are closed and they refuse to look. And that's everything you need to know about the events of January 6th. And if you have any other concerns, remember, it's best not to dwell on the past.
Okay.
Great stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
From the Daily Show?
Who knew that was some old newsreel?
I heard Ron Johnson's voice in there a couple times.
I did, yeah. Mm-hmm. It was great stuff. Yeah. It's kind of interesting because I saw this cut from Trump about January 6th, and I thought maybe we could play this now. It's cut 25. And he actually thought it was outrageous what happened at the Capitol.
Really?
Believe it or not. Now he's ready to release everybody that broke into the Capitol.
Okay.
Let's listen to this.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engage in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay. Mm-hmm. We have just been through an intense election, and emotions are high. But now tempers must be cooled and calm restored. We must get on with the business of America. My campaign vigorously pursued every legal avenue to contest the election results. Mm-hmm. My only goal was to ensure the integrity of the vote.
Yeah, that's right.
In so doing, I was fighting to defend American democracy.
Hang the vice president.
I continue to strongly believe that we must reform our election laws.
Did it sound like he was reading that?
Probably.
Late in the day or that night or day?
It was good viewing, though, while it was going on. You know?
That's like the cleanest teleprompter reading I think I've ever heard from him.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can tell how badly he's aged over just a few years, right? I mean, that's a good observation. I made that same observation to Ann. I thought, no mistakes. He stayed right on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's going to be hard to back away from that, or maybe not. Maybe he will just let all of these insurrectionists loose on society. Yeah. Maybe they all can run for office and do the same thing when they're in office.
Right. Do we have time to get to a phone call?
We do have Mark.
Okay.
Oh, we don't.
Mark, are you there?
Yep.
Yeah, well,
go ahead. We just have a minute here.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, the Republicans are going to have a new January 6th hearing, and we'll get to the real truth now.
Yes, that's right.
And why are we named America anyway? I mean, why are we named after some Italian map maker, navigator back in the early 16th century, Amerigo Vespucci? We should actually change the name of America to something more American, like Trumpican or something like that.
Maybe. I like that.
I mean, the Gulf of Mexico is named by, it should be named by something by, if we're going to go back, let's name it by something the natives actually had a name for prior to the Europeans getting here. And the Spanish actually named it Sina Mexica back in 1540, apparently, is when the Spanish actually named the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of Mexico.
Mark, I think that can catch on. I think that'll catch on. All right.
Thanks for your call.
Appreciate the call.
6:49, coming right back.
We've got our interview with Shortstack.
Oh, yes.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
There's a star man waiting in the sky. 92.7 WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
This portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go to verlo.com.
Way back when, we used to broadcast live from Shortstack Eatery right on State Street. Great, great place for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Just fantastic. We loved it there. We talked to the owners a few times. They're not outgoing necessarily, and there's a lot of rumors now about why they're closing. They had a GoFundMe site. They blamed the GoFundMe site for ripping people off, but it wasn't. It was during COVID. They really wanted to stay in business. I thought I'd play this interview that we had with the owner there, Alex. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
We're visiting with Alex Lindenmeyer, and she is one of the owners here at Shortstack. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning.
How long have you been here with the restaurant? When did you open?
We opened our doors in March of 2014, so we're coming up on 10 years.
Wow. Tell us about the Shortstack idea that you came up with here.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm not even really a pancake person.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, wait a minute.
You don't like pancakes?
Well, I'm a savory person. I feel like people think of breakfast food like sweet or savory, and I'll choose savory all day.
And savory is?
Like Eggs Benedict and biscuits and gravy and corned beef hash.
Yeah. And the sweet, of course, is the short stack.
Pancakes, yeah. I think it just has, I'm a sucker for alliteration. I like a good easily named and pronounceable name. So, I think short stack just kind of easy to say.
And not being a pancake person, you came up with great pancakes.
Yeah, we did. Our hope was to kind of build this little, you know, shop on the corner in the heart of the Isthmus where people would come back twice, three times a week.
Give us just a little quick overview of what they can expect to find here on the menu.
Yeah, super small, focused menu. We really like to focus our sourcing local. I mean, we live in Wisconsin, so the amount of purveyors that we have access to is awesome. Mm-hmm. And so we have the farmer's market 2 blocks up the square most of the season here when the weather starts to get nice. And then the thing that I guess there's been a subculture that's been built around is something we call the blind special.
Yeah.
It's our daily special that we offer, and it's a discounted price if you order it blindly without knowing what it is. Mm-hmm. And so
And then you penalize people question at a time, 100%. Right? Is that how you do?
Yeah. So if you don't want to be brave, we'll let everyone know. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. The only question people can ask is if it's sweet or savory, because that's kind of how people think about breakfast food. And so that's something that the kitchen, I came up with that idea to help myself not die of boredom back there. It helps me, you know, stay creative.
Okay.
It gives me something to do because we make the same food all day, every day. So it helps us.
Anybody react negatively about what they... Oh, yeah.
Oh, no kidding.
It's like every once in a while you're going to miss, you know? Like, you got to keep trying stuff, and every once in a while you're not gonna like it. I like the people that are a little brave where they'll order the blind special, but then they'll also order, like, two other meals that they know they like so that they're set.
Yeah.
You know? We don't tell anyone what it is. We've had people that, like, come in and eat it, and then they created a website to tell people about it. We've had Twitter handles started where people try to spread the word about what the blind special is.
Oh.
Yeah, people try to be sneaky about it, but...
Well, you should change it midday, you know. Just
100%. Keep people on their toes, yeah.
We had a caller ask us once, you know, some of the language they use for orders.
Any nicknames or anything for what you have?
Potatoes. If you want to order potatoes with cheese on them, they're called Chuckies. If you want to order potatoes with onions on them, they're called Browns. And if you want to order potatoes with cheese and onions, they're called Chucky Browns. So if I, like, bring out food to a table, if, like, they need help running food, they don't usually let me work out here, but if I drop food off, I'm like, oh, who had the Chucky Browns? And every customer's like, what the hell? That's a kitchen lingo. So if you want to be cool back there with the kitchen staff, you can refer to them as that.
We have a special song that we wanted to share with you.
Really?
Alex, so...
I'm a pancake.
Have you heard this song before?
I'm a pancake. I'm a pancake.
I love it.
I'm a pancake.
Well, and I like the quote up there. Brunch without booze is nothing but a sad late breakfast.
Order
Who came up with
beer.
That?
I love that.
So what else is new here at Short Stack?
You know, we positioned ourselves from the beginning as this community-oriented spot. We knew we had to kind of feed into the Madison community as a downtown business that was close enough to campus. If we don't feed into the local kind of local groove here, the local economy, we go out of business. When the students go home in the winter, the summer, it gets such a different vibe down here that we really need to tap into the whole city and kind of think more locally. And so, yeah, we have a few things coming up on the docket. Short Stack partners with an organization here in Madison called Just Dane. Just Dane works with They're celebrating 50 years of doing what they do here in Madison. They work with folks that are justice involved, just getting out of prison or still in prison on probation or parole supervision. Mm-hmm. And we partner with a lot of community organizations where we hire folks that are justice involved. And so what that means for us, if we have like a diversified workforce here, it means people are coming from all different backgrounds. So if I have folks that are just getting out of prison, just getting out of jail, trying to look for a job, and I hire them, and I also hire 20-year-old white college students, there's a clash of worlds. And so the nice thing about Just Dane is they offer a community prison simulation, which means any folks from the community can attend this 3-hour simulation, and you know when you get there, they give you a persona. They say, all right, your name is Demonte, you're 25 years old, this and this, you just got out of jail, here's your kind of, and they take you through this entire simulation of what it looks like specifically in Dane County to be justice involved, all the hoops you have to go through just to kind of live your life. And so I require my whole kitchen management team, my whole kitchen team, to go through this simulation every time Just Dane offers it to the community, so that we as an organization develop a better understanding of what folks are dealing with, so that when they come in here and work here, we cause less harm. The goal is to do less harm to folks that are already have come from really harmful situations. And so it's open to the entire community of Madison. It's a free simulation that Justine puts on. And it's hundreds of people from all around Madison,
it's
from
great,
different organizations.
It's a great
together
program,
to learn more about
and I hope you enjoyed that interview with them. It gives you a little better insight into Short Stack.
Yeah, and again, they're open till May.
Yep.
So you still have time to check them out, and we wish them all the best, whatever their future ventures will be. 6:58.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.